I want you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus. I do have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my spirit is perceiving. You're speaking to me. We're going to go to Romans chapter 8. And we're going to be using the Amplified, and obviously there was a real strong press to make sure that we use that particular version because of the words that I pray will manifest an awareness of His love for us. Verse that I want to start with is verse 29. For those who He foreknew, and I stress He, of whom He was aware, loved beforehand, He also destined. So my suggestion is a circle around He on each one of those, because you need to know that He's the one that started this whole situation. He also destined from the beginning, foreordained us, or me, to be molded into the image of His Son. His should have a circle. And share inwardly His likeness. A circle again. His likeness. Now, a lot of times we think it's impossible. And the next part is this, that He might become the firstborn among many brethren. So He's the first fruit, the first one. Verse 30. Those He thus foreordained. Say, I was foreordained. He also called. So again, a circle around He. Noticing again, it's not about you. It's what He's done for you. And those whom He called, a circle if you don't mind, He called, He also justified. He justified. Acquitted, made righteous, putting them into right standing with Himself. Putting me into a right standing with Himself. And those He justified, again it's He also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity and condition and a state of being. So what's left for you to do?
Nothing.
Accept it. And receive it by faith. Because again, we have a tendency to try to work out everything on our own. And that's why we get so tired. Mm-hmm. 31. What then shall we say to all this? If God be for me, who can be against me? Who can be my foe if God is on my side? Now, I've personalized it on purpose. It's confirmed in Psalm 118, verse 6. He who did not withhold or spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, will He not also with Him freely and graciously give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? So now, look at what he's saying. He's saying you are God's elect. When is it? When it is God who justifies, who puts us in right relationship or relation to himself. Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach? Yeah. I saw a big trumpet there. Those who God has chosen? Will God who acquitted us? Who's going to bring a charge?
God is.
Who's going to bring a charge? 33. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It's got to be the enemy. It cannot be God. Anytime that you look at all the accusations that are made against people, recognize who the accuser is.
Amen.
Everybody that finds fault with you, recognize who the accuser is. And if you find fault with yourself, guess who the accuser is? It is not God. You might be a bratty child, but he feels and sees only the good things in you. Well, sometimes I feel like one of those.
Yep.
Because I see some of the choices I've made and I've gone back to my old condition. Sometimes because I've got a problem that I'm not dealing with as quickly as I would like. But you know what? He's the one that acquitted me. Is he really going to accuse and impeach me? Mm-mm. This is not a political statement.
Praise the Lord.
34. Who is there to condemn us or condemn me? Will Christ the Messiah, who died, or rather, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, actually pleading as he intercedes for us. There's your high priest.
Amen.
Again, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, actually pleading on my case, interceding for me. 35. Who shall ever separate me from Christ's love? This part is very important. Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation, or calamity and distress, or persecution, or hunger, or destitution, or peril, or sword? 36 should have a circle around it. Because I want you to focus on it, because a lot of people don't accept it. Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. You say, wait a minute. It's confirmed in Psalm 44, verse 22. For whose sake are you put to death all day long? For his sake. His plan for your life brings all kinds of pressures.
Sure does.
And it is meant for you and I to mature and develop some spiritual muscles and believe. Some spiritual muscles are going to cost you, and you're going to find you're a little sore here and there. And it's okay. It is not comfortable, but it is doable because he's given you his grace. Mm-hmm. 37. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain surpassing victory through him who loved us. All these things. Yeah. Amid all these things, we are more than conquerors. Now, do you feel like you're a conqueror when you're in pain?
No.
No.
All your emotions are going to scream at you and say, ha ha, what did you do? You must have done something wrong. And the accuser gets on your case and you end up agreeing with him. It's time to push him back. That's why this particular chapter is very important on those visible, he is foreordained me to go through what I'm going through. His intent was to do something awesome. Amen? Are you having a party?
She had her Cheerios today.
Yes. I am persuaded beyond a doubt. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, notice again, the darkness, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Yeah. Yeah, yummy. Yummy, yummy. We need to hold on to these truths, and we need to declare them when the light is time. You know, he's going to put the lights on once in a while. And you need to turn that light on too. Yes, maybe you're in a dark place, walking forward, but as you go forward, your light is on.
Sometimes it's a tad dim. Sometimes it's a tad dim.
Yes, I agree. Because we get worn. The batteries go low.
Correct. We need.
Okay? We need to be recharged. Why do we come to church? To recharge.
Amen.
Why do we connect with each other? So that you can see the pieces to the puzzle that are put together by him. Now I'm going to ask you to put your Bibles down. I'm going to remind you that Franklin Graham is coming to Springfield May 25th. And keep that in mind, the website to look up is decisionsnortheast.com. So keep that in mind. But I want you to stand.
Where's he coming to?
May 25th.
Springfield.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Where?
Right here in the, I believe it must be at the
Civic Center,
I presume. But if you go on the website, all the details are there. I want you to make sure you have some arms with. So spread out a little bit. Okay?
No, we're not going to connect.
We're not going to connect. We're going to fly. We're maybe those birds right now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
No, we're not.
Now, the corporate flight is pretty nice, you know. You can do a corporate flight. Okay?
John.
Watch. That's it. All right. Say, Lord, when we take off.
Lord, we take off.
We just need a few flaps.
We just need a few flaps.
And catch the wind.
And catch the wind.
And I'm grateful.
And I'm grateful.
I'm flying tonight.
I'm flying tonight.
I'm all done just complaining.
I'm all done just complaining.
It's fine for me to fly.
It's fine for me to fly.
And it's time for me to fly.
It's time for me to fly.
Over all this earthly stuff.
Over all this earthly stuff.
And I can fly over?
And I can fly over.
Get a strategy from him?
Get a strategy from him.
Then take out my talents?
And take out my talents.
And grab those snakes?
And grab those snakes.
And make fresh lunch?
And make fresh lunch.
Amen?
Amen.
I want to tell you something. Yes, you may be seated for 1 minute because I want to share this with you. Share this with you. Share this with you. Share this with you.